Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. Chuck Landington here with a solution for the BP oil spill crisis. Just have a president ask Chetney to send one of her slaves down there to clean it all up. Maybe get her to whip out a titty as incentive. Problem solved. Now, on with the metal injection live pass.
Alright, immediately burn that MP3 for Jenny to hear.
Jenny is joining us today, but she didn't have headphones on.
That's how you want to listen.
I didn't even know she was going to be joining us, but I assisted our announcer guy with that.
What did it say?
Here, we'll play it again. Somebody give Jenny a pair of headphones.
Just give her your headphones.
Wait, it's playing twice.
What?
Hold on one second. Hold on. This is like Lost.
Alright, here we go.
Good evening, folks. Chuck Landington here with a solution for the BP oil spill.
Jenny is awesome.
Just have the president ask Jenny to send one of her slaves down there to clean it all up. Maybe get her to whip out a titty as incentive. Problem solved. Now, on with the metal injection.
See, that's not nice.
That's Chuck working blue.
Yeah. But for a good cause.
Said titty.
It's an environmental.
He's usually like Bill Cosby.
You're not that big.
Pretty big.
But the oil spill is huge.
Your titty is going to clog the oil spill. That wasn't the implication.
Okay.
It was that you whipping out a titty will make your slaves more willing to work to clean up the oil spill.
Oh, okay.
Or BP.
Yeah, either or.
Or DP.
Listen, if it would work, I'd do my best to help all I could.
Okay.
Girls always take the worst possible interpretation of anything you say physically. Right.
We're up to a very sexy start here on the Metal Injection Live Cast. Rob here, of course, with the usual cast of characters. We've got Noah, we've got the Big Three, we've got Sid. Jenny's sitting in for Sean, who's running a little late because his other gig held him up, the one that pays him money.
But we pay him with love.
I know.
Isn't that better?
And power. We give him the power to wrap things up.
And we let him clean our floor.
Hey, Rob.
Oh, why is there music coming out of my computer? Things are going wild here. It's because we moved to a different annex here in the Metal Injection Studios. We're in a new studio.
Yeah, it's nice.
If the acoustics sound a little different, it's because there's a different room. We like to move around a little, you know, not get too comfortable in one spot. We feel if we change it up, the vibe will be a little different. The shows will change. So far, it's not really working.
Jenny was saying that she went into the box at one of the when we were moving equipment, and there was a human pubic hair in it.
I said that. I didn't say that.
I'm sorry. But
I don't touch anything
from the other
location.
Noah said, "I'm sorry."
Now let me ask you a question. Now we could reveal that the other studio that we were in was managed by me and Sid.
Right.
Why would you say it was a pubic hair? How did you identify it as specifically a pubic hair and not like a hair off of our arms or our legs?
Because it was black and curly like pubic hair.
I thought it might have been Bruno's hair actually.
No,
Bruno
doesn't have curly hair.
Oh.
Rob's hair is darker than mine.
If you look on my arm, it's kind of curly. It could be for my arm.
But it wasn't long. It was short.
See?
Like a shorter curl.
Well, Rob's hair is extremely curly.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You don't know the length of my pubes.
Rob, right now, go into the bathroom. Pull out an arm hair, pull out a pubic hair. Let
Noah
do a blonde.
He could cheat, though.
Or something.
I'm not going to lie. I recently shaved my pubes, so I cannot do that.
You can tell me about this.
Really?
He did
a bald
me about this.
Well, yeah. Well, I recently moved out of my place, so I figured.
What does that have to do?
I just ruined that. What? You guys don't shave your... What? Okay. Hold on.
I just answered a simple question.
Well, I mean, there was a little bush buildup, so I figured, what better time to get?
So you
get. Wait a minute, again. What was that? Have you recently seen my pubes that you can make that sort of statement, Jenny?
No, but the bulge. Your hand, it looks like padding, and it's not like a penis bulge. It looks like a mound of some sort.
Wait a minute. How
it's
thick
like a really
do you think?
Soft bulge.
How thick do you think my pubes are?
I
that it
spring back if I pushed on it.
Now, was it you that just said that you uses scissors?
Oh no! What I was asking, I said you did a little scissor trim, not
no,
without the clip.
No, I did not do a scissor.
You did a bulge.
I'm not bald.
No, he didn't use scissors is what I'm saying.
What did you use?
I used my beard trimmer.
Well, yeah, that's
what else did he use?
What? Thank you, Noah. First of all, and it's not like I just went in there. I took a shower first.
He's cringing and starting to shake.
I didn't do that. I used scissors when I...
On the rare occasion. But it
just threw up in his mouth.
If you use scissors, it won't be even.
Who's going down there with a ruler?
Seriously?
To
I'm just saying.
By the way, I'm just
why am I disagreeing with this? I'm all for any type of hygiene that you're going to start doing on a regular basis. I think it's fabulous.
Thank you, Jenny. And what do you mean, on a like I haven't done it before?
No, but
I do it on a regular basis.
I wasn't saying you shouldn't shave your pubes. I was asking you if you did a baldy or if you did a...
Oh, no. I don't like a baldy because that's way too itchy.
But you tried it.
Hitler?
Well, I mean, like, I've done it before, and then I'm like, no, that's not...
I can't believe we're only 7 minutes in, and we're already talking about Rob's pubic
hair. Why is every time I'm here, we talk about Rob's hair, even when he's not here? even when he's not here, we talk about Rob's
body
hair.
Did you wash your pubic hair with Tresemme before?
No. I used the body gel. Nivea body gel. Great
soundbite. I feel like, Rob shouldn't leave his pubic hair places and then this discussion wouldn't start.
Well, no. I kept it within the shower that we have. I didn't, like, do it in the fucking living room.
You weren't shaving over the box.
Yeah.
And the equipment box, Rob. It was in there, too.
Okay, it's set on my microphone.
No, but our bathroom, it's just, like, there's hair all over. Like, I remember a long time ago, I was cleaning it. And I was just cleaning it, and then I look on the walls, and I'm like, how the fuck did hair get... How did hair get way over here?
It was Sir Ian McKellen doing your voice in the dramatization.
In my flashback, I just imagined myself
all over
as...
Ian McKellen's bathroom.
Hush, hey.
That's the male pubic hair. My word.
Delicious.
Cancer Scare says, Rob's pubes are like a Carpathian forest.
Yes.
Also, Jenny's titty is in the chat room.
No!
That's your right.
I put you away!
You ripped yourself out.
Which one is it? The left or the right?
I don't like that spelling of titty. I like T-I-T-T-Y.
Oh, yeah.
Change that up.
I-E doesn't work for us.
What's a Carpathian forest, by the way? Am I like...
It's a band.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
Also a thing, I guess.
It's a forest in Carpathia.
It's also Rob's pubic area. Yeah.
Oh, let me put my pubes away.
What's going on?
That's the one.
Hey, Rob, close your pants. Come on.
Sorry. I'm going to put my tiger back inside. My pants there.
Really?
No, not really. Where's the lighter for this joint? Jenny rolled some fantastic joints, but the paper she uses, first of all, it looks like Christmas wrapping paper.
I thought that's what I was going to say. I was like, it looks like the shit that you wrap gift baskets with.
Like an opaque green colored wrapping plastic joint paper.
Somebody gave it to me, so I was like, let me just use it.
Is that intended purpose to be used as joint paper?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Well, isn't joint...
Like green glass or something like that.
Doesn't joint paper usually stay lit?
It doesn't look like...
Yeah, I don't know
like
what the hell's going on with that thing.
It looks plastic.
And you know they all claim to be the best rolling paper in the world.
I really like the Bob Marley rolling papers.
I know
papers.
You do. You told me that.
Because it's hemp. I like that.
I like it. That's hemp, too.
Oh.
Yeah, I like those. But
going from hemp to non-hemp papers, you really notice how much
you notice it. Yeah, and they burn so much quicker.
I guess that's what it is. Hemp, like, because my Bob Marley joints also go out
right
a lot. Not like as much as this,
but the fibers are really strong. So
this has been Pot Rolling Corner on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Anyway, I use Prism for the most part. They're my favorite.
You endorse them? Why don't we get rolling paper endorsements?
If you know how many packs of rolling paper go through a year, it's ridiculous.
I can imagine.
You should start rolling paper reviews on Bon Appetit.
I should.
It'll go very well with the three other updates you have on there.
The worst.
Oh, really?
Like a true stoner.
As soon as school's over, I'm good to go. Because those three posts came in 2 days.
As soon as school's
when
over.
When I didn't have to work.
Well, you'll have like four in a month. Mm-hmm.
And then be done.
No, I'll be.
No, what you should do, you should do it on the weekend and do like five.
And other things on the weekend.
Five. Oh, like smoking weed.
Smoking weed.
Sometimes hanging out with me.
Yeah, I do. I love one weekend, this weekend.
She has a blog about the proper trimming of pubic.
Yeah, seriously, I might, just for you.
It's pubes appetite.
Nice.
Ew, gross, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Jenny is having a career day at her school.
Yeah, Jenny was asking us to come in.
Yeah, she asked people to come in and impersonate real people with careers.
I was like, I don't have a career. I just run a website. Here's what you need to do. Get a computer, learn how to use said computer, start a blog, convince people to visit it.
No, but she asked you to lie. That was the funny part.
Oh, that's right. She said make up a career, which I guess is a little bit insulting.
I didn't know that blogging was a career.
Well, it sort of is my career.
Well, that's awesome for you.
Well, not so much blogging as maintaining a website.
Well, it's not a career if you do it three times and then never post it.
Well, I do it daily.
Well, if I didn't have a job, maybe I'd be flogging.
Well, what is that?
Whose your job is that? Getting in the way of your career?
I really am, exactly. Right. You're so right. It's sad.
Oh, Jenny City in the chat mentioned that I forgot to mention that I dropped out of college, which is true. I did drop out of college.
What's me?
Is that a career? Yeah. I don't understand.
By the way, Jenny, your other tit my career. Is in the chair.
What?
Your other tit.
My other one.
Jenny's titty and Jenny's other tit?
Yeah.
Well, which one's the left and which one's the right?
They have to
because now I'm going
to
know which one I like, who I like better.
Oh.
Your breasts are very internet conversant. That's good that they can type.
They're also pointing right at you, Darren.
They got Wi-Fi.
They're not pointing anywhere.
Trying to be very professional. I'm not.
It's not cold enough.
Someone look and see if her headlights are on. I'm going to be a gentleman.
They're not. Stop it.
Look,
man.
Past me.
So gross.
It's not like we can see. You're wearing a dark
top. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turn the air conditioner back on, Noah.
Dad wants to show.
Wait, I have
ice. Oh, who's going to apply the ice cubes? Rob?
She has her boy on nipple duty to make sure she doesn't have any nipple hardening. Yes, ma'am.
I don't care when my nipples get hard. They look hot like that.
Ma'am,
Jenny, do you have gigantic nipples or small nipples?
Oh, Jesus.
In proportion to my tits.
In proportion to your tits?
Yeah.
I see.
So on Noah, they would be gigantic.
They're probably the size of Noah's breast.
Yeah.
So then you have...
Wow.
That's the early contender for the episode title.
Jenny, your other tit in the chat room wants to know how big he is.
Which one are you, the left or the right?
Well, what, are they different sizes?
One's a little bigger than the other one.
Okay.
Well, what's the average size?
Okay, my bra size is a 30... Really?
We're doing this.
38H.
38H? No. She's fucking with you.
Get out of here.
You just broke the internet.
The
H.
H.
That's like a Nissan car. H. That's not a bra size.
H stands for holy shit.
Yo, I just hooked up my 38H, son. With a new sound system.
Well, they said they get Wi-Fi.
I got the hoopty up and running.
It's another H.
38H. We go out, use them as like a holder for stuff.
Like milk?
She keeps her like cell phone and her wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a front pack.
And
not
then
a
in the third and then in the third crease in her bra she'll keep her like joints and her lighter.
Oh, she's gonna check over there. That's perfect. You can even keep weapons in there.
Nobody's
if you really
gonna
want
check titty crease.
They'll get the female cop to do it. Come on.
Have you ever gotten your titties checked?
Yeah.
Wow.
For cancer or for like?
No, but by security, by security.
No, by I was scared too. It was scary.
You should.
But yeah.
What happened?
I was going to visit a friend of mine, and I had to get checked.
Did they take you in prison? Like the bath?
Oh,
did they have
a friend in prison?
Oh, in prison.
White collar prison.
Did they have a woman do it at least?
Yeah. And I had to go into the bathroom and take off my bra.
Like, be watching you while
wait,
you
but,
did that?
But how does she, like, search the area? Did she have to, like, lift up your boob?
No, I had to lift them up. She used a flashlight? No, you don't need a flashlight. You've seen them. Stop it.
Now, at any point, was she like, wow.
Ma'am, you have a nice pair of titties.
Very nice. Did she compliment you at all? I guess
I
that's
try not to look at her because I'm kind of embarrassed about that stuff.
You're embarrassed by your titties?
No, I love them, but I don't want to, like, just have to, like, hold one up. I don't look underneath.
Salute.
Oh, man, I'm having the best mental image right
now. It's ridiculous.
But it's kind of good that you can hide stuff in your bra, and then, like, if you get assaulted at a club or something, and a really big guy comes at you, can whip it off and use it as a slingshot.
Yeah.
Like David and Goliath.
I've never got into a fight, so I don't know.
Put a rock in there.
Or just go, like, speak it under breath.
Just like, badly.
No. Just get, like squeeze them in between and then cut off the oxygen.
I've done that before.
There you go.
I thought you meant spear them like Goldberg. Like.
But it was, you know, everybody was for it.
You know, it was in return you got a lobster dinner. So
I had a lobster dinner first. Then I suffocated him with my
Another way, yeah.
That should be the episode title. Then I suffocated it with my chest.
Bad Andy wants to know, I'm to ask Jen. This is like a Q&A now. Bad Andy says, how's the stomach?
I'm actually pretty proud because I went to the plastic surgeon because I'm getting up there in age and I wanted to get some work done.
You're totally not
30.
Up there in age. Well, I will say one thing, though, that usually 25 is like the breast beginning to decline.
Okay.
Not that they would be horribly corrupt, but 30.
Speak for yourself, Darren. Mine are wonderful.
Okay. Well, you're not 25 yet, are you?
You're
45.
Look at me, over 24.
Sid. He's only 45 at heart.
So you're proud of you?
That's true. So you went to a plastic surgeon?
So I went to a plastic surgeon to get some other things done.
What?
And then at the end, he was like, well, what about your chest? And I'm like, they're okay. He's like, well, let me see. All right. How did I know that was coming?
Three gigs.
So
she went to get a root canal.
And he goes, they are pretty good.
Oh,
you
wow.
Still have some ears.
Did he take pictures?
No.
He probably had a
hand. Did he ask you to bend over?
Yes, but that was not.
And that was the receptionist that did that.
She went to doctor.
That was actually somebody waiting to see the doctor. Jenny just doesn't tell anybody.
Okay.
No one gets
to see me. So, Jen, now, does your back, do you get, like, back aches?
My back screams in pain every minute of the day. Mm. It just hurts all the time. And you can, if you feel my back, like, in between my shoulder blades, it's, like, all bumpy from knots.
Do you have...
And I get, like, three massages a week.
Mm.
Do you have the bra strap dig in on your shoulders?
Yes.
Oh.
She's showing us some shoulder.
Ouch.
But that never goes away.
That sucks.
All right.
The things you do.
So we rewind. So what, now to get off the boob topic, what were you there getting? All right, we don't have to get off it. We'll take a slight detour. What plastic surgery were you doing there?
My tummy and my thighs.
My tummy and my thighs.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was done? This has been done?
No, I will. I want to get it done.
Wow.
What do you?
Wow, that's a lot of money, isn't it?
I pretty much just want to be a caricature of myself.
You should just go to, like, Times Square and get the guys to doodle you and then, like, and then walk around with that.
And then just make that your default Facebook photo.
Yeah.
Tummy and thighs.
Yeah, you should have get work done. Why?
Thank you.
Fine.
Yeah, just go to the gym.
Time to, like, get married.
So you think getting work done will help you get married?
What do you want to do that for?
No, I'm kidding. Because I want, honestly, I just want to get it done.
Yeah. You just don't want to work it off? You just rather just take a shortcut?
Have you been know me? Exercise isn't my thing. I kind of I like to relax.
Yeah.
You not want, big on sweating.
You know, you should get one of those things, those like, that you just strap onto your body and it just like sends pulses to your nerves.
That doesn't work.
And make it seem like you're working out.
That's like
right?
a 2 a.m. infomercial.
Just shut.
So you don't like to work and you want to get married? It's like constant work.
Yeah.
No, I want to get married to a very rich man.
Oh, like so you want to like elevate your game in the abusing the football thing.
You want to get a hot...
No. I want to... No.
You want to really be in love or you just want a guy...
No, I want to be in love.
May I just make one comment right now?
Mm-hmm.
While this entire conversation is going on, Jenny's younger sister is sitting right across from us.
So,
but I teach her well.
So what is it? Let all the listeners know.
She's an adult.
This is family
information. She's kept all of this information.
She's worse than I am. What are you talking about?
Give her the microphone.
Yeah, you can't just talk about her and not let her defend herself.
I came home the other day.
Uh-oh.
Wait, can I
Oh, not
say
yet.
It.
Say
you
it.
Have to.
I opened the door.
She's borrowed your foot boy.
There's a naked boy, like, in my kitchen making eggs. Like, what's going on? How are you? He's like, hello. All right, Piggy. I'm going to sleep.
You got me.
I don't, you know.
How did a naked boy end up in your kitchen?
She wanted eggs.
What's your sister's name?
Nikki.
Did you? How much did you get for his clothes? I can't turn around and look at her. My headphones. Oh, that's a lovely story. How old is your sister?
22.
All right. Okay. She's allowed to have naked boys.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Let her have all the naked boys she wants now.
She's young. Eggs for you also.
Now, if
I didn't really, I wasn't into eggs. I just came from dinner.
Morning?
No.
Made by her naked boy?
No.
If she borrowed one of your foot pussies, though, would you, like...
She could.
Would you be upset? You wouldn't...
No. She's more than welcome.
It's
no one's
like,
more than welcome also.
I think that's the episode title now. If she borrowed one of your foot pussies.
So there's no possessiveness amongst foot pussies at all?
No, and I don't know why you keep calling them...
Yes, at all. Why not?
I'm not fucking them.
No, I'm not. There. No. I'm not saying you're like you'd be jealous in a sexual way, but you'd say that's my, like if I took your
I like
favorite
to call them my
glass
puppies.
And all right, but if I took your favorite glass and just started drinking out of it, you might get upset. So why wouldn't you get upset if someone steals your pussy boy that you?
It's not just somebody's mother, so well, I don't care.
No, that makes sense.
And if it made her happy or not.
No, I was just asking. I don't know how that whole thing works.
I'm not dating these men. Like, I date men, normal, regular guys.
Yeah.
And that's totally separate.
They know about your football.
Can't get it out. Actually, I have a legitimate question. All right, so this is hypothetical. Like, let's say you're dating a guy, not, these losers, but, like, a real guy that you like a lot, and he found out about that situation,
mm-hmm.
and he said, I have, like, really desire to do that. I want to be your guy that cleans your feet and, you fart on me, whatever. Like, would that turn you off?
No, not necessarily.
Really?
It depends on how deep it went. If it was... I love doing it, but it's tough sometimes.
Hell,
it's hard work sometimes.
So like you can want to compartmentalize it where it's like just some dude who cleans your room and then you have a boyfriend who's a man.
No, because once I do like that, once I have a steady boyfriend, I won't do that.
Oh really?
But
it doesn't conflict. You said it's not sexual at all, so.
It's definitely sexual, but it's not. There's no sex involved. There's no touching for them. I mean, sometimes there is, but sometimes it's not.
But it's up to you. Ultimately.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be thrilled if my girlfriend did that shit with some douchebag. Like, I don't know. I don't have to ever clean the kitchen.
No.
What kind of girlfriend do you have that you have to clean the kitchen anyway, Darren?
Yeah, I'm a pussy boy.
Well,
no, I don't have a girlfriend. I'm saying theoretically, like, if we live together, that's half of my duties gone in the house.
There actually is a foot pussy.
What? Oh, no.
The foot pussy.
I knew
someone in the chat posted a link.
Nice.
No, I'll just get it on mine.
Foot pussy.
Ew.
What happens if you, like, step on a nail?
It's fake.
It's fake.
Obviously,
it's fake.
No, there's really a vagina inside of a foot. It's,
well,
fake.
It's a little toy. It's a little toy.
You fuck your.
I don't know.
Like,
it's
a rubber vagina.
It's like a real doll shaped like a foot, basically.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Where's Sean? This is disappointing for me. I came just to look at something for once.
What the fuck?
Wait a minute. Do you say it to Sean?
No. He's just cute to look at.
So.
He's better at looking than you guys.
We should met you.
What?
No,
we should met you. Well, I'm saying it. Well, bring Sean here. I'm tired of looking at Noah. Why is this playing? There's no sex going on.
Well, Sean was mentioned, clearly.
Rob thinks he's sexy, so he played the sexy.
Well, the ladies think he's sexy.
He is. He's so sexy. He's cute, too. He's, like, adorable. But, you know, I don't know. He's cute to look at.
In case, he's not going to clean your fucking kitchen.
Yeah,
right?
he's not a cleaning type.
He wouldn't be your Christmas.
Stop now. Give it up.
Never know.
By the way, if
that's
you want to know... what Sean looks like. He was in our Metal Idol sketch.
Yeah.
And he's...
Yeah, no, he's been...
Girls, go look at him, because he's adorable.
Girls. No
girls
on this show.
Yeah. Mina is the only girl. And
Mina and Rob's mom. But,
Robert, that Sean is really cute.
What is his phone number?
Look it up, bro.
He's your ass.
Rob, I have something
very serious to tell you.
Sean is your father.
What a revelation.
I'm sorry. It was one night of depression. Too many margaritas.
New episode title, Sean is your father.
No, father.
Faja.
What's a farter?
No, but one thing, to segue a little, there was a story in the news today, or this week actually, that a couple discovered that they're actually half brother and sister.
Oh.
Ew.
They've had a kid.
This is not the disgusting part.
Had a kid.
Ew.
So here's how it goes. And like the way they both lived like miles apart, and they were just both in this town like halfway in between both of their towns on like separate business meetings. And they met up and they hit it off and they got married and they had a kid and then like somehow they did some like blood tests or something and then they were like, hey, you guys are related. And then they decided that they're going to, since they have a kid, they're going to stay together. Not only that, they're going to have more kids.
But, all right, see, the two things seem to contradict because you said like they're going to stay together for the kid.
Right, yeah.
All that implies to me that they're only... staying together to have the kids to have a family. So then they're going to make more?
Right, so the kid isn't lonely.
How did they not know before? Like, if they had a wedding, you'd assume the families were there. How did nobody say, oh, I remember fucking you and having this one and then fucking someone else and having
that
one?
Maybe, like, it was, like, their dad that they shared.
There's
and
no backstory
dead.
Of that in there? Did you actually read the article?
I did read most
of it. Fucking headline?
No, I just read the summary on Dig. No, I did read that one.
That's why we should be allowed to shoot people.
Ugh.
Well, I can understand if they met and they didn't, they fucked. Did the baby come out like with webbed feet or anything?
No,
like,
no, the baby's normal.
I don't have any problem.
Oh, I guess it's the mother that they shared, and the dude never knew his mother.
Oh.
And she never actually came to the wedding, and the daughter didn't understand
how
why.
How convenient.
Hmm.
Like a whole new set of problems.
Awkward.
But,
it's worst
you know,
in the world, whatever.
Yeah. I was telling Rob when he told me this off the air about this story. I said, I used to know a girl. I hung out with her for the summer, and she wanted to fuck her first cousin. And she kept coming up with, like, ways to, like, seduce the guy. and he was just totally oblivious to it. Like, he, you know, that's my cousin. I'm not thinking about it.
Was she hot?
She was pretty hot. She was, like, not a supermodel, but she was attractive.
Hot enough that if she was your cousin, you'd fuck her?
Did you fuck her?
I had a girlfriend at the time, but I would never fuck a cousin. First of all my cousins are way older than me. Like, my mother doesn't have any brothers and sisters.
Well, what if Sophia Loren was your cousin? She's way older than you, but it's Sophia Loren.
I can't let her fuck her at this point.
No,
she's still attractive, though.
See, Darren, think
she's
about
like
that.
An older MILF. She's not like sexy.
I think she's like a great guilt.
She looks like a hot, like a, not a hot, but like a womanly 50-year-old. She's like 80.
No, she looks 80 at this point.
Well, maybe
well, 70.
Saw her more recently.
Yeah, she was at like some award. She was like at the Oscars or something.
So Darren basically just admitted that if Sophia Loren was his cousin, he'd fuck her.
No, I was
that's exactly what I heard.
No, I was on a tangent about Sophia Loren, but I feel like there has to be, because if you go back far enough, we're all related, right?
It's true.
So like, there's probably some cutoff where it's not gross anymore.
I think every person determines what that cutoff is for them.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, if two people want to, you know, mother and son or father, whatever, if they want to fuck, I don't care.
Yeah,
don't have kids.
But even if they do have kids, as long as I don't have to take care of them, what the fuck do I care?
If they, right, if they, well,
that's
if they're
mutants, whatever.
Well, because they're going to get disability, and then you will pay for it.
I'm paying those taxes either way. I don't care where they go once it leaves my hand.
But then Obama will raise your taxes. Now we turned into Glenn Beck this show.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
Speaking of inbreds,
how about that smoking baby?
What?
Smoking baby.
What's that?
There's a baby that's addicted to cigarettes. It's like 2 years old.
Really? How did that happen?
Apparently, its parents got it addicted to smoking when it was like 6 months old. And then...
Why?
And then, like now at two... He needs to smoke like two packs a day, otherwise he throws a tantrum.
But I've read that a lot of people in like India, a lot of kids in India smoke, and it's like retarded. It's like fine there. It's
but
accepted.
there's a video of a 2 year old kid
Did you find
smoking
that video
a cigarette.
They're all over.
Yeah. No, it's like they're all like in a circle, and like all the parents are like, hey, look at this kid.
Well, it was just a kid.
There's actually something like hell video. Yeah, there's like a ton of these videos.
Yeah.
There's a website called DoYouHaveAKid.com.
Oh, what a wonderful website.
Shows
one of the reasons that the internet was invented, I feel, was that website.
And they just they show people giving their kids, you know, Heinekens and stuff, or guns.
Kids at the strip club.
Guns.
Yeah. No, really. Like
or like a 14-year-old girl posing for like a MySpace photo, and then you see like her baby in the background crying.
Whatever, let them do whatever they want. They'll kill themselves off quicker.
Yeah.
Send the gene pool out.
That's right. What do you have in there, sorbet? Sherbert? What is that?
Chocolate mousse.
Parfait? Chocolate
Stop
mousse.
Stop eyeing my mousse.
I think he's looking at your boobs.
No.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
We got the main course. I want to see this video of the baby smoking. Give it.
I feel so dirty saying that. Well, my internet is really...
Do baby lungs get cancer quicker than adult lungs?
Probably. They're weaker, right?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
But I think even if you smoke directly, it takes you years and years to get
One
cancer.
One thing, though, that baby is going to be the best blues singer in his entire elementary school.
You have to see how awesome he looks like. Like the coolest guy with the cigarette.
He's working that ciggy.
You should pass him out in your school.
You should get your entire class into the gym.
Blues singer.
I like that all the search results are just for reactions.
I got the blues so bad. That's a reaction too, right? Oh, no.
Sorry.
Mama won't change my bottle.
Pretty sure that's the same exact thing you just opened, though.
What kind of problems does this kid have that he's smoking 40 cigarettes a day?
Oh, man, this fucking bitch won't change my diaper.
These fucking socks, they don't fit. They don't fit. They got me age 1 to 2. I'm 2 to 4. I keep telling them.
There he is.
Mama.
Oh, rocks it.
was like a mashup, but that baby was the one that was.
Okay, yeah, there's like another one too of just like this family huddled around, and then they just give this 2-year-old that they're holding a cigarette, and he also schools it.
Oops.
Not like dressing your baby up like again.
I'm 2 years old in India. Got lots of problems, so I smoke. I smoke 3 packs a day, but I'll never do coke.
I thought it was funny.
We should have done it in the baby voice.
That was the baby voice. He smoked.
Yeah. I'm a smoker from India. I'm a smoker from India.
Speaking of babies that were exposed to toxins at an early age that damaged them, I think Shlomo's on the line.
Should we check in? Let's check in.
Yeah, let's check in.
Shlomo, you're on the line.
Shlomo!
I'm hello.
The song that I was thinking of is Rabbi Nachman is on my thread, the Shlomo thread.
Yeah, on your official thread in the forum, got it. So what's up, Shlomo? Why are you calling in today?
That you called in because you said I'll call in.
What about
you? You said I'll call in on the podcast thing. Like, oh yes, I'm Dev and then it's human and whatever. Oh, this number gonna call in, but 100 times.
Call in, and here you are calling in.
All right, that's done.
So, do you have any other thing to tell us other than what we've already posted on the site?
That baby what I heard is in Thailand, if I remember, Indonesia, if I remember. I read about it in the New Post last week.
This has been a random news update from Shlomo. Thanks, Shlomo.
Think soccer is boring. It's an article from Weird But True. Think soccer is boring. You want any more? In Chinese, this is a big Kung Fu soccer.
Cool. Right. What? What'd you say? Kung Fu what?
Kung Fu soccer.
Kung Fu soccer. Okay.
Kung Di Bao hoped his hybrid version would revitalize interest in the game and improve the national team's speed and agility. Martial arts school outside Beijing will begin teaching Kung Fu soccer. That's later this year.
Oh, good. What,
Kung
really?
Kung Fu soccer. Yes.
Whoa.
Terrific. Crazy. Shlomo, have you been listening to the Nightwish CDs we sent you?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you like them?
It's good.
Have you been listening to any other music?
Did you get the Nightwish Hanukkah album that we sent?
Nightwish Plasma CD, did you get that?
I was in Plasma, okay? Stop making fun of me. I don't listen to Plasma, okay?
Oh, you don't?
Bring
no,
up
I
the
don't.
Teetle.
I agree with you. I don't listen to Klezmer either, but you have to admit that Teetle 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 transcends genre. Don't you think?
No, it is not.
Just admit, don't be some kind of Peter Travers, you know, elitist snob cocksucker. You know, come on. Teetle, teetle, teetle is universal.
No, it's not.
Listen to that. Let's groove on that. I love Glenn Beck, and I am a Republican.
Not yet.
So I do it.
Not yet.
Not only are you deaf in one ear, but you have Asperger's?
Yep.
Asperger's?
Asperger's.
Asperger's.
No, it's
Asperger's. Asperger's.
I, you know, it's almost 17. We really shouldn't ask him about his Asperger's.
I like to eat Asperger's.
Oh, we know all about
yeah,
that.
You do.
New title of the episode.
It's like six titles there.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
It is a higher functioning autism.
We know what Asperger's are.
Oh.
You don't have to spell it
it's
out.
Yeah,
it's
not a P. It's a P.
Okay.
Asperger's?
Whatever. P.
Asperger's?
Asperger's. I think it's what it's showing us from.
All I know is you're copy gold, whatever.
Did love Asperger's.
That's right.
Whatever.
Did watch his Asperger's 4 on his hard drive.
My
favorite was always Asperger's 2, Electric Boogaloo. I'm just picturing the cover art for Asperger's 2 Electric Bungalow.
It's actually Asperger's 2 Chicken Vindaloo. Flash guard.
Lots of After Dark.
There's a lot of sex on it.
You want to call it
we that? We got Asperger's, we got Chicken Vindaloo. Oh. I am really. Wow. I lost my complete place in this show. Now.
Rob, are you writing the show summary before the show even ends?
I'm writing it as it's happening.
I've got to remember all
so
the different names
yeah.
of the show.
That's a good idea. Why are you turning my headphones off, Noah? Thank you.
So, one thing I wanted to mention, though, is that Sid went on Facebook a couple of days ago.
No, that was earlier today.
When
was
Sid
it?
Not
go
on Facebook? Just always on Facebook.
And posted that he witnessed a Chinese man on the train digging in his nose with nail clippers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was the tiny kind, like the full size. Like
no.
Wait.
So the toenail clippers.
Yes, up his nose.
Now... With like the part that would clip.
Yes,
that...
it was like he was trimming his nose hairs.
Oh my God!
I thought maybe he was getting like a toenail out. That got up.
Oh, I'm sure a couple of toenails got up in there.
Maybe he just had one of those boogers that just really sticks.
He was like snip.
Oh,
but
no.
I can vouch for Sid that Chinese people have the
I
absolute.
Don't know if it's specific. It's just Asian.
Well,
I'm not gonna, I don't know
right.
specifically if it was Chinese.
But they have the worst train etiquette.
It's true.
In history.
It's true.
First of all, the number one thing that pisses me off about Chinese people when you go on the train. It doesn't matter if there's 800 people on the train or 2 people on the train. They sit right next to you with their bag of fish.
Dead rabbit.
And they whip no matter. If your leg is hanging over the other seat by like a fraction of an inch, they will knock it out of the fucking way. They won't say anything. They just plop their
well,
ass down.
They can't say anything because they don't speak English.
They could say like, you know, ah, yeah, something, you know, like whatever Chinese for excuse me is.
But would you know that they were saying, excuse me?
If he pointed at my fucking legs in the way.
What if he was saying in a nice tone, but he was saying, get your fucking leg out of my way?
Well, that's the language barrier. But like, if he's got a bag of fish.
Why are you going to go there, Noah?
I just want to know how he would react to a Chinese person calling him fat.
Because this is the only form she has where she knows that I'll react like it's a joke. Because whenever we're off the air, she's incredibly nice, and then she lets the real hostility come out.
Wow.
On the air.
Wow, okay.
That's all right.
Not even being hostile right now.
So we just...
No, Darren, if it makes you feel any better, Noah can't stop talking about how fat you are off the air, too.
But not, I meant to my face. But, no, the whole flow of that is gone now. So, never mind.
Oh, it's fine. Well, we were...
Huh?
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Asian people and their etiquette on the
subway. Etiquette.
Right. No, that's it. They sit down next to you.
I've seen them, like on my train ride, they're always clipping their nails. And I've even seen them clipping their toenails. And the skin around their fingers and leaving it on the seat.
So I'm going downstairs to one train, and I see that. I get on that train. I transfer a couple stops later. And in between transfers, I'm on the platform. There's another Asian person across the platform clipping his fingernails. So I got
can't get away from it
this morning. A twofer.
Wow.
Maybe it's just national Asians clipping their toenails on the train.
How scabbed up does his nose have to be for him to have a clipper in there? Oh, like the calluses on the bottom of their feet.
More stuff.
Oh, you take up too much seat. I have no room for fish bag.
What? What I don't understand though is like whenever there's like a family, why do they always sit at completely opposite points of the train, and then yell at each other? Like I understand they naturally have a very loud language. I can understand that coming from a Russian background.
We're in America.
Right, but there's no. Well, we're in America, but there's no official language in America.
So. We do have one Asian listener that I know of. Gab Jumpman Hat is Asian.
Yeah, right.
He's listening right now. He should call in and defend his race.
And shout at us.
Call in and defend
maybe he's
your
a self-hating Asian.
Noah, you bitch. You make fun of Darren, but you, in my country, big fat brother Brimp.
You
must be at risk like 120.
In that accent, could you say foot pussy?
Foot pussy.
it's funny
and idiot. There's no L's or R's in it. So.
Stop it with the foot pussy.
Could you say foot pussy as Rob's mom?
Foot pussy, Robert.
Can we hear Mr. Divitelli
say then foot pussy? On command is late. Come on, it has to come up. You know?
Say it as Dave Mustaine.
Who is my foot pussy?
I'm going to cut that out.
I ordered it on Amazon. It's not been 3 weeks already. My friends in the CIA send me a foot pussy.
Well, Grindcore Luigi, very nice. Fishbag, wasn't that Noah's nickname in college? Taking a joke out of my book. Very good work.
It's not a joke.
It's hilarious. So
it's true. It's not a joke. It's
true.
Actually.
Darren, can you say, I'm going to fuck a fish pussy in the ass and make it humble?
I think Sheikah actually said that. Take the joke.
Oh, right. Speaking of the Iron Sheik, let's move on. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Dave.
Oh, he's going to get his friends in the FBI after me now. How dare you interrupt me?
I fucked up.
So, Cancer Scare sent me another Sheik. A chic song.
Can we get Cancer Scare to record Thor Shred's theme so we don't have to deal with it?
Thor has just not been showing up for his recording sessions. We'll get that eventually. We do have a contract with him, so he has to do it.
Yeah, just keep on thinking it's my fault.
It's not your fault. It's Thor's.
It's Thor's fault. So here's something that Cancer Scare... Here's something Cancer Scare put together. That he calls Sheikzilla. On the live cast.
Oh,
No, I don't call myself Iron Sheik Jr. I call myself the real Iron Sheik. $2 million in whores and cash and cocaine and the crack and the marijuana. That jabroni you are sitting right there in your studio is a fucking motherfucking faggot piece of shit. Motherfucker jabroni piece of faggot shit. I'm gonna fuck your ass and I'm gonna break your back. Try to make you homeless. I saw your ass, you. I'll fuck your ass. I'll make no happen. You know, I'll fuck you.
I love it. Cancer Scare managed to combine two of my favorite things in life, Iron Sheik and Gojira.
And The Simpsons.
It's a monster, kill it!
Thanks a lot for that one, Cancer Scare.
He's like an honorary cast member now.
He's a contributor. He's totally a contributor. In the sense that he emailed me.
Has he ever called in? Have we ever actually spoken to him?
No, I don't think so.
I think he called in once.
Who is
once.
What's his backstory?
I don't remember. Two stones.
Thank you. What's your backstory?
My bio reads, I don't remember.
He's not a backstory. He's a guy that sends us stuff. That's his entire purpose
in
life.
Where is he from? What's his age? Going on?
I don't know. They're tweeting during the show, I guess.
I'm holding up cue notes for us.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's continue to discuss what we're doing to keep the show going. Anyway.
We're going to go to a music break next.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Actually, Sean is almost here. He's going to join us for the second hour. So naturally, we have to wrap it up before he gets here. And we're going to play some music, some of which Sean actually picked. Some of which Noah picked. So try to figure out who picked what. I'll give you a hint. If it's under 3 minutes, it's probably Sean. If it's over 3 minutes, it's probably Noah. If it's under 1 minute, it's fucking...
Sean.
All right, here's some of the best music on the internet. I don't know. Maybe. Starting out with Rumpelstiltskin Grinder.
That one was not me.
Thank you.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. It's time for the Metal Injection live cast. But first, I would like to publicly deny the rumors about me molesting the young robot from Disney's WALL-E. They are completely untrue. I like fully grown mechanical vagina. And now here is the show.
Thanks very much, Chuck Blandington, our bland announcer guy.
We're going to go to our, what was that?
That was Sean
someone
knocking.
At the door.
Sean is here. Sean made it back to the second hour.
Well, Sean, you missed a very important part of the show. We're going to go to our NBC news desk now and update Rob's Q situation.
Breaking news.
Rob.
Rob shaves his pubes.
Any growth down there since the first hour?
Let's see. No, I like how I actually pretended to look.
Can we get a second opinion from Sid?
Yeah, he actually did. It's like before when you were talking and you did air quotes for us, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
In other news, Jenny finds Sean attractive. During the break, she was asking Sean if he would take his shirt off. Sean said he would consider it, but he has to ease into it, which just means he needs a few drinks in him.
And
that's why we
said it should be an even swap of flashing.
That's why we would throw to a quote of Sean. Sean says he may be into it.
I may be into it.
I'd be into it.
Thank you, Sean.
Can I at least like do like 20 push-ups or like fake that I look like? Before it wears off after like...
All right, Sean, go in the other room, do 20 push-ups, and then run out and take your shirt off.
No, Sean, go and buy like a Rambo suit and wear it just over your chest to like gigantic muscles.
Can we just airbrush like a six-pack of some shadows in it?
I'll get my bronzer.
What am I saying? We have a web developer in the room. Just Photoshop him right now.
Oh, right.
Print it out so I can hold it up in front of me?
No, just Photoshop his body. You can do it.
Right.
You're a genius.
Actually, the designer is doing it.
Can you put my head on Tyrese's body? Is that what...
So,
well, if you can't, someone in our chat room will soon, I'm sure, and link it like they do every week.
I don't think Keith Apparatus is in the chat room today.
He listens to the archive. Jenny's very serious. She actually spent a good portion of the first hour of the broadcast.
I can't wait to listen to it back tomorrow.
Talking about how, A, you're the most attractive male on the live cast, which is like, come on.
Come on, Sid.
What's wrong with her?
Come on.
I said attractive, not charming.
Oh. What's the difference?
Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, Jenny says that Sid has a cute factor in him.
Sid's like a sexy Teddy Ruxpin.
Me and Wilfred Brimley following that character. Just me and Wilfred.
So, who's to say Teddy Ruxpin isn't sexy?
Well, I know. I'm not going to argue. Childhood. I love to stick the tapes in his rear end.
I was expecting to take the Teddy Ruxpins and put Slayer cassettes inside.
Yeah. We should explain some of the kids.
Teddy Ruxpin was like an 80s and 90s doll that you would buy for real little kids, and it was a teddy bear, and it would come with a storybook, and whatever tape you put in, it would play the tape, and Teddy Ruxpin's mouth would move along with the tape, so it would be like he's telling a story. But you could put any tape in there of anything, so you could play Slayer, and his mouth would just start going crazy like a mile a minute.
Would he move his arms and blink, too? I can't remember.
Not that I remember. It was like just his mouth moving. No. Maybe they had later Teddy Ruxpin models.
It wasn't like a bear and AI.
Teddy 2.0.
There was that one Teddy Ruxpin they put out with the foot pussy.
That is another thing we spoke about in the first hour. Foot pussy.
We need a recap show on
I can't wait to tune in.
Objection.
That's actually on our other website, Livecast 101.
I was just going to say that.
I think our listeners should do like a wrap-up show.
Yeah.
Where they
yeah.
talk about what we talked about.
Go organize that.
We can have an after show.
Let's get Shlomo, Cancer Scare.
Oh, my God. What a frightening show that is.
Colin.
Okay. What happened?
Okay. And so lots of stuff happened in the first hour. And I think the whole second hour is just going to be talking about what we did in the first hour. Actually, this is the recap show right now. Hour two is the recap show. Oh, by the way, we do have a phone number. I haven't really given that out much this episode. 646-929-1357. You can let us know what you're up to, and then we'll giggle.
Call the fuck in, because I'm here now.
Yeah.
Sean wants to talk
and
to you.
And if you call in, he can tell us to wrap it up, because you're boring.
Yeah, Sean has
a visual.
We're actually making wrap it up t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually wife beaters.
Oh.
Because we wanted to wrap up the shirt.
And our own brand of condoms.
Wrap it up.
Well, that's what the t-shirt has, a double function. Just wrap your cock up with it. Mm-hmm. And then
actually, the wrap it up condoms, when you inflate them, it's just Sean's head. That's on the condom.
The tip. The reservoir tip is really just my face.
Hold on. Breaking news. We are sold out of Sean condoms. Apparently one customer in particular bought out the entire supply.
We got an order for a gross.
We will not reveal her identity.
We will not reveal Jenny's identity.
Okay. It was Shlomo. She doesn't like your face.
No face? Okay. No.
Wait. She wants Sid's face on Sean's body.
We can do this. I think we can do this.
Get that. Make that happen.
Yeah.
All right, we have a call.
Yeah,
what's
CS5? We have that.
What's the area code on this?
We have a 60.
Ooh, okay. 260. I think I know who this is. This is our good friend Luke, isn't it?
Hello, Luke.
Wrap
it up.
Oh, I guess he probably
Luke wrapped it up on his own.
Yeah. Nice. Thanks a lot, Luke.
Did you really make a wrap it up shirt?
No.
Oh, you should.
I don't think that we should have that affiliation with like a condom company.
Well, I'll wrap it up saran wrap.
We should have.
Okay.
There's really not a metal saran wrap.
That's true. Or
no tinfoil, stupid.
Zing.
Buzzing.
That's it.
That's our show. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Luke's back.
Let's get him on the line.
Luke.
Get your wrap it up ready, okay?
Caller.
There we go.
My hands are
still. 260.
Lucas, talk to us.
Maybe not Luke from 260.
Who are you?
There you go.
Yeah,
it is Luke. Luke, were you trying to psych us out?
What do you mean?
I love this guy. I love him.
This guy, Luke, now he's charming. So, Luke, why are you calling in tonight?
He has the Sid with charming body. It's fun.
Because I call it every week.
Were you guys playing on being trash?
Oh, that's why he's calling every week. That's right.
Luke is like Shlomo without the charisma.
No. I'm not sure if we're going to be doing Thrasher or Trasher, but why don't we just do a special Thrasher or Trasher right now?
Just one.
Just one. Just because you consistently call in. Pass the rest. You've won, Luke.
Is it millionaires? Do you want to hear millionaires? Right now? Is that what you
want
to
hear?
No.
Yes, my master.
So what's up, Luke? What's the band?
Burnt Among the Ashes.
What was the first word?
Burnt.
He is slow on this guy.
Burnt Among the Ashes.
I think it's burnt.
Oh, burnt.
Yeah, B-U-R-N-T.
What kind of music will this be?
Is this jazz?
Metal?
It's more classical.
Jazz?
Klezmer?
Metal.
There's an avalanche of callers.
Callers. We're going to get to you in one moment. We're just going to hear this band. My internet is ridiculous.
Oh,
wait.
Aaron. Go.
Burnt Among MySpace.com, I'm assuming, /burnt. Or just Google Burnt Among the Ashes. It's here.
There it is.
Let's make with the music.
Okay, we have...
We'll wrap it up.
See, oh, okay.
They have a giant cursive logo.
They have... They what appear font? What to font? Have a
The font is
African-American
Selfish, which
singer.
Is made by... No, it's true.
African-American singer, Burnt Among the Ashes.
All right.
Okay.
Genre metal, hardcore, death metal.
All right, let's hear it. So it's deathcore.
Sid is the resident racist, so...
Let's see what Let's see what the song has. A Dead City, RMB, Henchman, or A Challenger Approaches. You got a suggestion, Luke? Which song?
Renegade Master Blaster.
Well, just the four that I read.
This one.
RMB. No, that's not the song.
Trash it or trash it.
I was going to say it sounds remarkably like our intro, this song.
Trash it or trash it.
Yeah. Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it. All
right,
let's hear the song.
A little burnt among the ashes. Wait, is this a track to stomp? Sounds like they're banging on trash cans.
Wow, they just come right out with it. Is this a demo?
Like when Nine Inch Nails loop.
You know what it is? You know what it is? This dude, he had bad Mexican food, and he just taped his fart. And it just sounded like a breakdown.
Wow, is that a fail board?
There we go.
Europa's got dance.
30
votes. Oh, it's building.
You just put that on the rim part. So grim.
Yeah, I didn't play that. Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Yeah.
They're one of these guys' favorite bands, Suicide Silence. Another one of these kids' favorite bands, Jeff Rock Out.
I'll tell you right now.
Another one of these kids' favorite bands?
National.
No, it doesn't have their influence.
Semisonic.
Take it for a
Vertical Horizon.
How about Michael Winslow, the guy that makes the fart sound the most?
I will trash everything except for his high vocals. I'm a fan of the
vocals,
high vocals.
The guy pulls off the CD's vocals pretty well.
Can I just say Luke hung up so I think we can push the suffering?
All right.
Great.
Thank you, Lucas.
There you go. What was the band's name again?
Burnt in the Ashes.
Burnt among,
burnt
among
them.
Burnt.
Dirty among them.
Yo, you'd be burnt, so.
916 caller.
916, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Austin from Roseville. How's it going, guys?
Roseville, what's up, buddy?
Austin? Is this the same Austin?
Yeah, it's Austin.
Yep. Long time, long
same
time.
Guy. Yep. Been a while.
So what's going on, dude?
Not much. Just commenting on the Ruxpin debacle. Ruxpin is 100% sexy. He's a secret fucking agent.
Okay.
And that's a bit
okay.
of an
Eddie
inside Ruxpin reference to a web comic.
Is
that more Burn the Ashes? Among the Ashes.
Yeah.
My bad.
Burn among the Austin. Go ahead.
I would like you to expound a little more on this sexy Ruxpin business.
Oh, this is the crappy version of
this. The disturbed version.
Ugh. Heck.
Yeah, I gotta say, I couldn't tell. Sorry to interrupt, but I couldn't tell what part of the song was you guys talking and when they were supposed to be playing. It seems like a good song for a remix.
That's exactly how it played on the MySpace.
All right, we can admit it. We set that up. We actually cut a record with them.
Mm-hmm.
And
we are burnt them all.
And we're just promoting it. We pretended that guy called in and asked for them.
Luke is
They're
really
gonna
Jenny.
They're going to be the next Chelsea Grin.
Yeah. Darren is listed as, you know, fart sound effects.
Fart sound
on
effects,
the MySpace yeah. page.
That wasn't an effect. That was me farting into the mic.
Darren's a fart artist.
Yeah, fartist. Gaseous Maximus. That's what his
fart
name was.
Virtuoso.
Very nice. I don't have anything really to thrash it or trash it, per se, but...
Well, we're not doing a thrash or trash.
We can if you had something, but you're woefully unprepared.
Which is just really lonely. We want to talk to you, Austin.
We want
to
hear your voice.
We wish you were here with us.
Austin,
your what?
Take your shirt off. Jenny requested it.
Austin, can you take your shirt off?
Come on, take your shirt off.
Wait a minute, how old are you?
Yeah, wait. Are you over?
Well, Jenny,
to be honest, my shirt off. I mean, I didn't really put one on today.
Oh,
And some of the guys, you don't know.
Yeah. True. I was imagining you running your fingers through your chest hair diamond right now.
What?
Wait,
I bet some of the listeners.
Did we get an age check yet?
Yeah.
Maybe we don't want to know.
Before I put myself in jail.
Wait, if we don't ask, it's not illegal, right?
Don't ask, don't tell. It's fine.
That sounds about right. Don't ask, don't tell.
Okay, goodbye.
What's the song he wants today?
Nothing. No, do you have a band?
He didn't. He already hung up.
You didn't know.
No, are you still on?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right, any final words? Any final words?
I don't have a song, but I mean, I was just curious if any of you guys were able to check out, and I don't know how it's pronounced, it's like Watane. It's like a black metal album band that Metal Sucks was hosting yesterday.
Yeah,
what'd you guys, because I got halfway through it.
We're actually legally not allowed to mention that website's name on our live cast. So,
Metal Sucks? No, you just use that in a sentence. You can't say .com or .net afterwards.
I did a blog about this. No, I actually haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. So again, did you listen to it?
Right now.
What was your thoughts on it?
Can you repeat that?
Did you listen to it?
I got halfway through it, yeah.
What'd you think?
It was pretty good. To be honest, it reminded me of a more riff-oriented Enslaved, but it was nice. They had some pretty dang good riffs.
Where are they from?
I wish I could tell you, but I didn't even get to finish it much, you know, let alone get any info on them.
There you go. Yeah, you just go to Metal Plus and listen to it and find out.
All right.
It's settled. Cool. All right. Thanks a lot for calling in, Austin.
Okay.
Keep your shirt off.
649, I do not recognize this area code, but I do hear my voice in the echo.
You should turn down your speaker.
Bro, you should say this thing.
It's 2000.
Over and over. Just, you know,
649, are you there?
619, are you there?
649.
619.
That's
this is great.
Wrap it up.
I love hearing the sound of my own voice.
He doesn't know it.
I love hearing the sound of my own voice.
You're calling us
to say something. Say anything.
You're on
hold.
Look, how about this? Everybody listening right now, say something. And then we'll respond to you.
Everybody listening right now, say something.
Oh, wait, keep doing that. I want to hear my over it on echo.
Okay, Rob, I'll do it again.
I hung up.
I like hearing over it. I guess I'm over it. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357.
And
if you call us, make sure that you talk when we talk to you.
Yeah, that's usually the point.
I don't think you gave that information before, that you need to respond.
Yeah, when we're like, hey, who is this?
You gotta be like,
oh,
a regular phone.
Well, in all fairness, we did give it 83 times during the call, so I figured it should have taken at least once, you know?
What's going on?
Sean was playing with Noah's arm. Yeah, they're canoodling.
Her wings.
My wings. You know, I want to touch my wings.
Sort of like the maxi. You have a maxi with wings? How'd you touch that?
You are. Wow, Sean, you are skillful.
I had one of those T-Rex heads on a grabber stick.
No, he really did it. Red
went
Bull
in
gives,
for the chomp.
Red Bull gives you wings. He drank
and
a Red Bull and her pad flew off. Into his hand.
Aaron, that's
I don't know who uses pads.
Yeah, I agree.
She probably likes shoving that foamy thing up in her.
I try not to have my period.
No, it's like a wadded up ball of toilet paper.
Noah forcibly removed her own ovaries.
It is. I thrust my hands into my vagina and ripped
it.
Soldering
iron.
She uses iced earth music. She balls that up and puts it inside of her.
I was going to say, ovaries ripped out through a virgin's cunt. Isn't that a song of some kind?
I thought that was one of the bands on the Death or No Death.
Yeah.
Fake.
Do we want to take this call, or is this a...
No.
That's Shlomo.
No.
Well, let's take it.
Okay.
Really?
I gotta keep it to a minute on the phone clock.
Nice.
Let's see if he has a band.
Shlomo.
Shlomo, you got a minute on the phone clock.
What,
it under red.
What is the purpose of your call?
Oh yes, first, on the today's summary. They you put down the wrong number. You put down a 347 number. We went to a credit card company.
Oh, he tried calling and he got a credit card company. When you gave him your cell phone, Rob, he tried calling.
No.
It's my cell slash your credit card company. What?
One minute. I'm searching for the number. Okay. Oh, yes. The number that you put down was a 212 number. They put down the site to call in.
Okay, so I'm all ready. 10, 9, say something important.
Oh, yes, and I don't know if I'm back, really. I'm only just reading stuff. I'm still kind of a blogger. Bye-bye.
All right, you can use it.
Bye.
Thanks. Great, thank you. Sure, you can use it.
What?
Listening on.
You said okay.
Who's calling back?
Hello?
Do you have another song for us?
What the fuck?
To mess with?
Do you know how to use a mouse, Sean?
Yeah, obviously I don't. Okay. I'm more partial to the trackpad.
Okay.
Hello, 260. Luke.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I lost connection. I never got to hear what you guys said about the band.
You're just going to have to listen to the archive.
It wasn't very good.
I already forgot what they sounded like.
Hear it again? Because I don't.
Luke, you're just going to have to listen to the archive. I'm sorry, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, here's what it sounded like.
It's not going to be good when I have to process the audio. Stop.
I'll process your face.
Oh!
I think all the beers are getting to me.
Yeah, just
not to mention all the weed.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Luke, do you smoke weed or drink beers?
What?
Yes.
Get a wrap it up.
Up on him.
Oh.
I feel like we have to be more aggressive with our calls.
Oh.
Just with Luke.
Yeah, because you're aggressive whatsoever.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
Okay, Rob, stop it already.
All right.
Who gives a fuck?
Glad I took that 55-minute train ride.
Yeah.
Come on, this is Comedy Gold.
Wait, why are you doing that? Why does that even start?
I don't know.
We called back again.
Did you guys notice that I went through puberty this week and that my voice changed?
Yeah, her balls dropped. Finally.
And my balls finally dropped.
Did you get throat surgery?
No, I lost my voice and it never came back the right way.
Yeah, sounds great.
From all the smoking.
This is Roger Ebert.
That's what I sound like.
Hold on. We gotta find Ebert and get him to do a bland for us. Oh, that'd be great.
I think Bland would be really upset about that. Chuck.
This is Roger Ebert. Even though I can't talk anymore, these guys do all the talking for me. It's the Metal Injection live cast. Now give me back my throat. Oh, poor Ebert.
That's what she said.
Wait, I got a better one. Hold on. Ready?
Okay.
This is Roger Ebert reminding you. At least I lived longer than Siskel. That sorry sack of shit. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. I give it 2 thumbs up.
You know, somebody in the chat, Bad Andy, brings up a soundbite that we haven't played in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Darren?
I feel like there has to be a reason to play it.
There never has to be a reason.
Anytime Darren's on the show, we should play that.
What's your name?
Good enough reason.
Hey, you, what's your name?
We got a reason because I never fucking heard it. So play it.
Darren!
Where did we get that from again?
There's some vampire show on, like, UPN.
There's a vampire show with a guy named Darren in it?
Yeah. No, I think Darren was eaten by one of the vampires.
Darren was the werewolf.
But that's... It's a black name. Like, there's no...
No, Darren is not a black.
I feel like I'm the only white
Darnell? Darnell?
What's Darren's on
there? I mean, in my life, meeting people named Darren, it's always a black guy.
Why are you meeting all these black guys? Where are
yeah,
you...
Well, I used to... Wait, that's because you joined the Black Darren's Club.
Yeah. Just because happens. You avoid black people like the plague doesn't mean everyone else does.
Not like the plague.
Sydney.
That's
true.
Darren! Darren!
That. Was it good for you?
Darren.
I digress.
Darren.
Did we already do like any news of this week?
Yeah.
We talked about the half brother.
Rob, why don't you talk about that naked taser guy story?
This is news.
Ooh,
what was it? I forgot.
It was on 1010.
There's no more rock deaths. We didn't talk about Dennis Hopper.
Oh, Gary Coleman.
Together.
Together. And now forever in everyone's mind, they'll be linked like they have been in my mind forever.
They were suspended from a ceiling wearing lingerie like a David Carradine.
Oh.
I love my history at 1010wins.com. New York Senator wants you to pull up your pants. Celebrity body transformations. And then there's what? Oh, the four cops, four taser jolts subdue naked man.
Click on that one.
Newburgh.
Where was this at?
Newburgh.
Where's that?
In New York? That's where my parents live.
Well,
where
there
New
you
York
go.
Live.
Wow. Read the story, Rob.
Is it your dad?
In New York.
What?
Why'd you just ask if it's in New York? That's where your parents live.
Well,
maybe there's another.
Like a bunch of Orange counties, so maybe there's a bunch of Newburghs.
Sick burn, Sean. Sick burn.
It's not like it's Springfield or something.
How do you know?
There are a lot of Newburghs.
Are there?
Where's another one?
I'm not good with that stuff, but
yeah,
I'm sure there is.
Play the clip.
There's no clip.
Listen, he's throwing the clips we don't have now.
I just see you're here with a bunch of fucking videos.
It's you really have to expose the behind-the-scenes workings of my computer here. I was trying to
Wait,
find...
Wait, Darren, are you watching a bunch of videos and not doing the live cast?
No, because you were talking about...
Are you not searching sound
effects? Are you just watching the Mets game right now on your computer, Darren? What
trying.
Is going on?
You're supposed
you
to be
trying to watch the
like
Mets
board.
Game? Oh, my God.
I was getting a ticker sign. You know, like, because you mentioned 10-10 wins, so I was trying
to... Oh, good.
You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world. Yeah.
Where are the ones?
That's New York One.
Oh, shit.
Which most of our listeners know nothing about because they're not in New York.
1010 Wins is our like all news, all the time station in New York. And
yeah.
New York One is like a cable channel that...
it's like a New York CNN, basically.
Yeah, all about our news here.
Stuff.
Really?
I love it. Newburgh say it took 4 officers and 4 jolts from a taser to subdue a man found running naked through city traffic, high on the hallucinogen PCP.
First of all,
our show too?
How do they already get toxicology?
Why does it require a taser to stop a naked guy who's high?
Because nobody wants to touch
He's got
him.
A lot of energy.
Yeah, nobody wants to touch the
Nobody
naked.
Wants
yeah.
to wrestle with a naked dude in the
how,
middle of fucking through it.
How did they subdue PCP addicts before tasers were
Shoot him in the knees.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's true.
Ramble
didn't you learn that?
Car.
Did you guys take DARE when you were kids?
Did we take DARE?
Yeah, didn't you? Didn't
no.
Your dude came to
but that...
No, DARE was a PCP variant. That was a
no.
You guys ever do Dare? Are you kidding me?
I used to do fucking Dare all the goddamn time, man.
Double Dare this shit. Mainline.
I got Triple Dare now. Got some from Mark Summers.
Yeah, where can I get some of the Triple Dare? Anyway, yeah, so.
You did take Dare?
Yeah, no Dare. So they
show Dare, all stuff too. Yeah, some dude told them Dare that like when you take angel deaths or PCP, you just keep running to the cops and have to shoot out their kneecaps to stop them.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. And they just keep coming at them on the.
Whatever happened to rope?
Get
a cowboy and lasso them. Come on.
What are they? Got a PCP? Get John Wayne down.
Fucking Indians on the PCP. Actually, Native Americans are known to have drug problems.
But PCP is
not a white reservation for alcoholics now.
Yeah. They carved shit out of soap.
I just feel like that's how smart racist, Sid.
That's like a white trash thing.
No, it started it.
PCP? I don't know. I think it's just like a. I don't know. I've never been around.
Me have meth lab in bathroom.
Yeah, it's a hallucinogen.
No, but meth is different than PCP.
I was just,
I don't know. Yeah.
Making a joke.
I think we should start a metal injection meth lab.
Metal injection meth lab?
Come and get it.
I think Nick has already tried.
Yeah. Just go get a skid of Sudafed from Costco. I could borrow my dad's card.
You know far too much about making meth.
A skid of Sudafed?
You are from Chicago.
It's true.
So that
me chug Sudafed.
Capital of nowhere.
Me chug Sudafed like Gatorade.
Sudafed's a pill.
Sudafed no even affect me anymore.
You think the Native Americans would learn how to properly speak English?
Yeah, but shit. That guy doesn't talk well at all. Yeah, listen to this guy.
What's he saying?
Tadunka.
Maybe Shlomo's Native American. Maybe that's the problem.
He's saying meth for sale.
You're saying Native Americans are a problem?
Yes. They must be eradicated.
I think you've already done a good job.
I was going to say, come on. Can't get all of them.
Why not?
Well, you infection.
Yeah, you should tell us. Why not, Hitler?
Tell us. He said you should organize a posse to round up all the remaining Native Americans since you're so concerned about it.
The casinos.
They're all
dealing out blackjack.
Keep It Wolfson is a partially Native American. Yeah.
You mean Keep It Wolfson?
Keep It Wolfson. He's Jewish and Native American.
Native American.
Is that like his tribal name?
Yeah, he's like, oh, Ivey, aha.
Headbangs with wolves? Is that his, what that is?
Squats like a wolf.
And isn't he like a crazy 9/11 truther?
Then I like him even more.
He's basically very earnest about many different types of conspiracy theories. Like Nick. Nick is sort of like that. Like the Bilderberg group and all that stuff.
Bilderbear?
Yeah. I knew the two of you would say Bilderbear as soon as they...
What a great invention that was.
I think now they have more animals than just bears.
Really?
I think.
It's like Native American.
See, I don't go to
bringing it back.
A Build-A-Bear, for all of you that don't live by a mall, which is probably none of you, is...
I feel like it would be everybody, except for us. Isn't this all just middle American kids listening to us?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Fucking big trash.
But, the Build-A-Bear is just, you go into a store, you go into a sound booth, and you record a bunch of sounds, and they put it in a freaking bear.
That's not what Build-A-Bear is.
No, it isn't.
No.
That one.
That's like a weird thing that you just made up.
No, there's a story. That's
how would build a bear.
No, Build-A-Bear is go in and you fucking build a goddamn bear. Like,
really?
Yeah, you tell them what you want in your bear. Like, if your father's a doctor, they make a doctor bear or whatever.
Yeah, put that fucking felt stethoscope on his chest. Like, that kind of shit.
Wow, you have to say it like that. Put that fucking thing on him.
That's what Jersey Mall.
Did you build a bear with a foot pussy?
Give him a darker complexion.
That's the Jersey Mall.
Yes.
My store shop.
Comes with the letter cuffs.
Big fuzzy dick.
Yes. Would a bear not have cock?
Give me some after dark.
Big fuzzy dick.
What?
A grizzly bear with a big fuzzy dick, he said.
That's Rob at a gate club.
Hey. I am not a bear.
What? Come on. You're
lying.
Your chest? You near your chest?
Oh my
I've seen you with your shirt off. You are a bear. And I've seen you in a leather X-strap shirt.
Really?
What?
When was
that?
I don't
remember this.
What were you guys doing at New England Metal Hardcore Festival?
No, this was at Maryland Bed Fest.
What was the X-strap? I don't even remember this.
Did you give him a roofie?
Oh, yeah.
No, I greatly disagree.
Hey.
That was in Maryland Death Fest? I slipped in amaretto sorrow. Sorry.
Sorrow.
Yeah, we had some amaretto sorrow after that.
That's what it was.
I'm probably doing crack right now in Maryland.
Or roofies.
Wow. Next time I'm going with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And I'm taking Sid's camera. I'm never going to post it as the...
You have a camera on your iPhone.
Yeah. It's not good quality.
No,
it's dark. Okay. Darren's soundboard.
It's my inner monologue. Things are winding down here. We only got a few minutes left.
I can't believe the show's almost over.
Yeah,
I know. Seriously.
Sounds like you just got here. Oh, wait. You did just get here.
Yeah, thanks for having that extended music break when I showed up.
When Sean came in, we all ignored him. For like 5 minutes.
That's what the girls do, too.
Barely.
He didn't react.
You see, Sean, you didn't take your shirt off, and now Jenny and her sister left.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I was going to take off my shirt right now.
You should just do it.
Do it.
Fight.
Take a picture of Noah with Sean shirtless, and then send it to Jenny so Jenny just feels so
You mean Photoshop?
But then Jenny will have
it. Yeah,
Jenny would have eternal proof of Sean.
Maybe I'll block him.
Yeah. Stand in front
but
of him.
But we'll just show a little bit of his shoulder.
I feel like this is a paradox that we'll never get to. Somehow her feeling bad for me taking my shirt off without her actually seeing me with my shirt off, I don't know, it's like one of those chicken.
I think you're overthinking it, and you should just take your shirt off.
Hey,
whoa.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, if you put it that way.
I'm very excited right now.
My nipples are rough.
Finally, somebody's nipples are rough on this
show.
Yeah.
Shows me pictures of her slave boys.
Jenny was telling us about her boobs earlier, Sean. You missed it. She has an H cup.
Just a boobie.
Like a, hey, you got some boobs.
She just has a cup with an H on it. That's a world's best teacher. It'll rub off. It's an H left.
World's greatest dad. She has slave boys? This is true.
Yeah.
She said she apparently suffocated one of them with her boobs.
For Sean and anyone else who didn't hear,
if you're just tuning in,
the previous eight appearances of Jenny in the show that she has.
You should listen.
She has ads out on these different websites where
not
she
ads. Craigslist ads.
Yeah.
No.
She
no.
solicits men to come to her house
no.
clean
no.
in exchange for her farting on them and other assorted.
What? Like
sexual,
put like a funnel in their
like
mouth,
pseudo-sexual.
Butt.
Yeah, like that.
No,
I'm not kidding.
No,
this is
Darren.
What she does. What? That's what she said on the air. What am I wrong about?
She doesn't advertise herself.
She's on a website.
She's on an online community of people.
Right. She has
fart in each other's mouths.
Right, but she lets them know that she's open to them.
In her mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, she's
the
dom.
She's
the
dom.
Okay.
She's the farter, not the farty. Oh.
Wonderful. That's got to be a great time. Cleaning and eating farts. For some
so
people,
Sean,
it is.
Sean, actually,
yeah.
So Sean,
yes.
Is that the kind of stuff you're into?
It is.
Shirt off, then.
I'm also big into wearing one of those old scuba gear helmets, and then running a hose from that, and then having them kind of like spit and piss and fart and shit into.
Listen,
the
Sean, I ain't gay, but you know, if you clean my kitchen, I'll fart on you.
He'll also shit
on
you.
I feel like you already have. Like
just sound effects so far.
Or Darren can come on you.
Yeah.
Darren
yes, because that's less gay.
Nothing gay if a guy just gets in the way of your shot. It's gay on him.
Yeah, it's only gay if you like.
It's gay all over him.
That's it.
It's true.
Who am I to judge? You want to clean my house?
You can. dust off his TV, and while he's sitting on the couch, he could just come on you, just like shoot you with his cum.
I don't know.
Like
a euphemism, dusting off the TV.
Yeah, it's going to be on the next Sexual Jeopardy.
So you want me to come over and we can make up some new...
Yeah.
Awesome. I think this is the longest we've ever had an After Dark soundtrack going on.
This whole show has just been an After Dark.
Yeah. There's been a lot of sex talk.
What? The day that I'm an hour late? Fucked off. I'm going to look down.
That's what happened.
The day that what happened is
while you weren't here, Jenny took your seat and she went...
Well, if you were here, there would have been actual sex, though, because she would have raped you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it would have been very boring for the audience, but you would have enjoyed it, I guess. You apparently like guys farting into funnels.
Do you like being suffocated by H-boobs?
You want
the H-boob?
I haven't walked down that wild side yet. I'm still young.
H boob sounds like an atom bomb. It's just one letter off.
Drop the H boob.
Or it sounds like an H bomb. I think is what you're going for.
Right. Well, what is that? An atom bomb?
Yeah, hydrogen bomb.
Showing the physicist.
Aren't hydrogen made up of atoms?
Yeah, but I think an H bomb is different than the A bomb, isn't it? Two totally different bombs.
No, but they both work by fission, don't they? Like splitting the atom.
Yeah, but.
How are we talking about pubic hair at the start of a live?
Boobs!
We're very eclectic on this show. Wide range of it's fart jokes, dick jokes, and atom bomb talk.
This is the best show ever.
And
nuclear physicists.
Don't forget the boobs.
I'd like to differ. I think Lemon Party was the top of
my
show.
649 is calling back. That's the one where we're just back to us, right? Maybe he figured that out.
I want him to give us a band to play.
All right, 649.
Hello?
Hello. All right. Hello.
You have a very baritone voice.
Hello.
Hi, who is this? What's your name? Where are you from?
Modulation of voice.
I am from New Zealand.
Oh, geez.
What?
How come you have an American area code then?
I don't.
It's a calling number.
Yeah, I know. What's your name?
Jack.
What's up,
Jack?
Where is
he chewing?
New Zealand.
Oh.
You can't hear when you chew? All right. Planter. So what's up, Jack? Have you been listening? Have you been listening to the livecast for a while?
Yeah, since the cattle decapitation one.
Wow.
Oh wow, that's awesome. Oh,
yeah.
Cool, man. Cool.
Yeah. Almost a year.
So I guess you like it since you're still listening.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I guess our humor goes over well, even in New Zealand.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what's up, man? Is there a reason you're calling in other than to tell us? Do we have any news?
That's pretty much it.
How's things in Mordor?
What part of New Zealand?
Nerdy?
What part of New Zealand are you in?
Auckland.
Oh, okay.
Brooklyn.
Auckland. Right on. Is there are there metal shows there? Is there like a scene in New Zealand? I know there's like bands like Sex
Black Dahlia Murder last weekend.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And Hunter and...
Shut up.
He can't hear that, though, can he? He just hears you saying shut up.
I
can hear it.
All right.
Yeah, you can hear it.
All right, so what do you look like?
Ooh.
You look like the flight trunk board?
Yeah.
You look like the whole show of the flight.
What Noah really wants to know is, do you have long hair?
Yeah, I know.
That's the important question. No,
I don't.
Is it because you have a job that you don't have long hair?
Or that you like girls?
I'm 16.
Oh, you're 16.
You sound like 40. You sound like Barry White.
There you go, your Brazier.
Wow.
You got a lot of ladies in that voice?
Is that what Barry White says?
It's from a song, yeah. It really is. Should I find it? I know. By the way, if there's anyone listening to us just on Blog Talk Radio, first of all, why? And secondly, we're going to go off for that in a second.
He's nobody going to listen. Eat it.
Just in case. I've flipped around to different channels, man. Just some
shit.
Okay. Anyway. Shut up, Long Dog Lady.
Most of it sucks. Bye.
So, Jack, what do you listen to other than Black Dahlia Murder?
Just like death metal, like Psycroptic, Black Dahlia Murder. Yeah, the Red Chord.
Nice, very nice. Good bands.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you been smoking a lot of weed, or is it like nighttime in New Zealand? It's not like you're half asleep.
It's 2 o'clock.
Two p.m.
You are bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
So shouldn't you be at school right now? You guys have schools in New Zealand?
They have schools.
They have sarcasm in New Zealand.
Wait, what's your name?
Jack.
Is that New Zealandish for loop?
Listen. All right. Shut up, all of you. I think. Jack's a cool guy. Thank you very much for calling in. All the way from New Zealand. We are an international live cast.
We've now had 3 continents calling, right?
4.
North America.
I was about to say Canada.
Canada.
I was totally about to say Canada. No, but we got South America, too.
Who?
The
Venezuela.
Yeah. The guy that was waiting online for his green card listening to us.
Didn't that dude from India call when I was...
Yeah,
in the Asian.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, thanks for calling in, man, and thanks for checking out the show.
We need to get an interview with that guy from Killswitch Engage, because that way we cover Africa.
Oh, come on.
What?
Come on.
What?
Is it because he's black?
Yeah, but he wouldn't be calling from Africa anyway.
Yeah, we'd want someone from, in South Africa.
God, you are racist.
Didn't we get it? I feel like we've got
really
a South African caller. Or no, I'm just making that up.
Why couldn't you pick, like, Wesley Snipes or something?
Why? Because he's dark?
I didn't say that. You said that. Thanks for
you put that thought in my head, you jerk. It was all your fault.
By the way, I found the song.
B. Arthur.
I found the song with the brassiere line.
Don't bring B. Arthur into this. Whatever it is you're talking about.
I got
about.
B. Arthur naked photos if you want them.
What?
Yes.
Oh, are you kidding? Why do you have them?
They're on my phone.
There's no such thing as B. Arthur naked.
Look them out.
I have naked photos of B. Arthur and the singer of Paramore on my phone.
Oh, that I see.
Singer of Paramore we saw.
But she's nasty.
What was ridiculous
is not nasty.
Is
no,
like
talking about Paramore.
The when the singer Paramore's tits leaked. When the singer Paramore's
just
tits,
that one, right?
Yeah, that one photo. I feel like the internet uproar about it was like the equivalent of like a 9/11 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like
really?
Everybody was like, "Oh my God, her tits have leaked." Oh, it was like. It's like, really? This is like a big story.
Well, they're big, right?
I saw somebody.
No, small.
I saw somebody write.
The band, Darren.
Band.
I saw somebody write.
Tits are definitely not.
Like, I just got tested from 4 different people about the Paramore chick.
Why?
When did this leak? When did
over the weekend?
She is not.
Her tits leaked over the weekend. And they were. Yeah, it was like a really shitty photo.
I was going to say, she's not attractive with clothes on, and she's less attractive without clothes on. And her tits are like. Mosquito bites. There's like nothing.
To be fair, she was in an awkward position.
On her back.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like that. Like one nipple was off to the side. I think her hand was like pulling her boob. So it's very.
It was a very bad photo. The composition on the photo was very poor.
It looked like a Picasso painting.
Yeah, but I just heard that.
Yes.
First, I said, "Who's Paramore?" And then someone told me, and I said, "Oh yeah, okay, I know who Paramore is, but why do I want to see that at all?" Like.
Because they're famous. Everyone wants to see famous.
Oh, no, not me.
No, I'm saying everyone is in, like, the general public, not in the 3D public.
Because it's a boob.
See, pop culture has escaped us.
Yeah, even if fucking Rosie O'Donnell was naked, I'd want to see a photo. Like,
she was, like, half naked in a movie.
Oh, Exit to Eden, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Dominatrix movie.
Lingerie with her quadra boob.
What about her foot pussy? Did you see that?
I mean, but it's nowhere near as good as what's her face? Oh, Kathy Bates.
That was glorious.
What was that, Vaught Schmidt?
Yeah, and Diane Keaton was recently naked in what was
that other? Jack Nicholson just kept those old broads naked, man. There it goes.
Something's got to give.
What did that Diane Keaton look like
something
naked
has to give
at this age?
It wasn't that bad. It was kind of a squad.
yes, but everything else wasn't.
I don't think. Wait, it was a back shot, or was it, you see everything? Like,
yeah, no, the front, full frontal. Both, like, she stepped out from, like, a bedroom doorway, and he was in the hallway, I think, if I remember correctly, and then she quickly then covered.
Yeah.
And then he like gets disgusted.
So how many seconds do you?
That's in the DVD.
It's in the extended.
No, I mean
part.
Like it was just like a 1 second thing that you see here.
Hit the screen cap, Rob. You know you're curious.
I am.
Yeah.
So just do it. It's
I have to say, Kathy Bates was not like if you imagined it, it would be way far worse than what you saw.
I'm imagining it right
Williams
now.
Williams of Paramore, a girl who's in her 20s, is in shape.
No.
Cute, at least.
No.
Terrible. Darren's offended by that.
No.
No.
But
Kathy
Bates.
Well, you're Kathy Bates.
Oh, Darren, you
I said based on expectations prior to seeing the photo.
He's bad.
Kathy Bates scores
Darren
higher.
Darren likes women who are closer to his age.
Kathy.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Like,
wow.
What's the joke? Are you like 48?
No, she just spends the whole time insulting me because she thinks it's funny. And then after the show, she goes, "No, oh, I didn't mean that."
Everyone
but
else thinks
like you're
funny
terrible at insulting.
No,
was
there
like a dude that he's old?
Just, like, yeah, exactly. Like,
am I terrible?
No, they're laughing at you.
No, I'm
for
saying
making
you're
stupidest joke.
You're not good at putting someone down.
It's not even like a joke. It's like you're old.
So are you guys like putting Noah down for putting Darren down?
I'm taking Darren's side in this thing.
Thank you. I'm staying out of this.
I thought I was really funny. I made myself
clearly
laugh, and that's all I care about.
You do.
So, yeah, we can tell.
What about the people in the chat? Did they find it funny?
Let's go to the chat.
Let's go to the line.
They remember what we were talking
about.
They're
not paying attention.
Kathy Bates nude, though. I'm all about it.
Yeah?
Thank
you.
Would
you mind? Three thumbs up. Yeah, man.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Put that third.
I don't. Are you being...
Put that third thumb away. Put it away.
I'm all about it. Because I think that while I don't find her attractive, I don't think it's a horror show to see that picture.
Yeah.
She doesn't look disgusting.
For a woman like Kathy Bates, be comfortable enough in her own skin to do that, I respect
yeah.
that.
She looks like what she should look like at that age.
Yeah.
Gross.
And the girl who from Paramore, who you would think would be in shape and have like a nice body naked, doesn't at her age. So, like I said, based
you
on...
All you see is tits. It's not like a
yeah.
full...
It's just they were very misshapen, nasty
She
tits.
Was laying on her back.
I would dare
you're
say...
You're revealing a lot about yourself.
I would dare say Kathy Bates had nicer tits than that girl.
Oh, come on, man.
But she's fat. That's the downside.
The girl was laying on her back. You can't judge a girl's tits when she's laying
yes,
on her back.
Yes, you can.
No, you
can. You
can
judge Kathy Bates when she's laying
I'm
on her back.
I'm a tit connoisseur.
So you are.
Anyway.
I put Kathy Bates up there with that triple boob broad from Total Recall.
Oh, I just saw an animated GIF of a girl, like they photoshopped two extra tits on her and then
oh.
she's getting doggy style.
I like that.
So she had four boobs?
Yeah.
That reminds me of those, what was that, those PETA commercials where they had the Girls Gone Wild thing, but when they lift up their shirts, they had like six udders, like a cow, and they were like, they're all
sort of hot.
Shaking around, milk,
mm-hmm.
shit. Did you remember this? Does anyone remember this?
Is that sort of hot?
Say again?
So it was a PETA commercial, mm-hmm. and it was like it was a farce on Girls Gone Wild, but when girls lifted their shirts up, they had instead big udders on their stomach and wave
no,
them around.
Well,
what was the point of that? What were they trying to say?
After something, don't drink milk or some PETA. Fuck it, I don't give a shit. I don't know.
Isn't that their slogan? PETA, fuck it, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. No, because like I believe in animal rights, but that's the right to be delicious.
Yeah.
Like I don't give a fuck about anyone that's like, oh. You know, like I rephrase that. They don't need to be mistreated. You don't need to like jam shit in cages and punch roosters in the face or whatever the fuck people do. Like, you don't need to do that.
Yeah,
like,
I should give that up then.
You don't need to use a cat to like get the dust off a rug. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you don't need to do that.
What?
What about? You mean I gotta buy a Swiffer?
You don't need to, but it's useful.
Be humane. But don't fuck. I want to eat them. Like they're great.
Yeah.
They all taste good. There
yeah, but that's
one
especially in barbecue.
You
know,
that's like, you know, I feel a normal position to
yeah.
take, that as long as they do it humanely, it's okay to eat animals.
Right.
But I feel even if it's inhumane, if the animal's just born to die, what's the difference what happens in between?
Like those cool. KFC...
I've seen videos.
No, Sid just has no soul.
No, it's not that. I just think the end result makes the everything that came before it irrelevant.
That's why I support those KFC chickens that are born without beaks and feet and all that shit. Fuck them.
They don't know what they're missing.
Yeah. Like they were hanging out on a farm? No.
Yeah, what do they need feet for? They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, they look like Sigourney Weaver in Alien 4. You know, just a pile of mess.
Don't you feel that's a little unnatural?
We grow human ears.
I think that's what Hitler's philosophy was at the concentration camp. They don't know what they're missing. They're the same. They're dead. They're just dead.
If they were born in the concentration camp, then I.
What about the babies that were born there?
Why would who's worked up a fucking in the concentration camp?
There were babies born there.
People deserve
no, well, what if the person was conceived before being put in the
hospital? Probably the mother will probably miscarry from all the stress.
You know all about pregnancy, too, don't you?
Sure. All right.
He's aborted a few.
Sid, what if they bottled up aborted fetuses
didn't
like gefilte fish?
Didn't you date the girl that worked at an abortion clinic?
Yeah.
I guess you do know.
How'd you pick her up?
I knew her before she was
wine. She knew she was easy. Done.
Yes, yeah. If she got the discount. You get an employee discount?
Came in handy.
You can hit it raw now.
Well, try.
Anyway, how did we get on the topic?
I don't know.
We should, after the cast, we should try to find that. That girl's gone wild cow business. And anyone listening can go do it too. Fuck off. I don't give a shit.
Wow. Well, you just don't care. You're such a rebel. Fucking rebel.
Look at him.
Man.
Would you like to do this Barry White song where he instructs women to take
their bras off? Yeah, let's close the show with this.
Only if he says brassiere.
He says, take off that brassiere, my dear.
Ben
right in the beginning.
It just makes me think of H boobs have to be in a brassiere, nothing else.
I don't want to see no panty.
Like a baby. I don't want to feel no panty. I don't want to see no panty.
Bazir, Donald Bashir. Are we really playing out with this?
This makes me want to hear Robert Day in Europe.
Really?
This just reminds
what
me.
What the fuck do those two things
Well, it's both. They're both R&B songs.
And okay. Lonnie has a deep voice.
Exactly.
He's a deep Jewy voice. It's a slightly different.
Yeah, tell him to come next week. I miss him.
I do too.
Would you say Lonnie is charming?
Doing it with different.
I wouldn't go as far as saying charming. I would say.
Yarming.
Or just a
disarming.
Electric.
Shirtless.
Electric. Whoa, that sounds a little hotter than charming.
Yeah, well, you know, it's two different spectrums.
I think Sid feels uncomfortable.
Really? Why? Because you jerked off together?
Would you rather be electric or charming?
I think you
want to
be electric.
Yeah, I think I want to be electric.
Really?
You sounded at Sid.
Okay.
Suddenly he's not charming.
I just don't think you have that go-getter, I'm going to jerk off in bed next to him kind of thing with Lonnie here.
You just want him to jerk off in bed next to you.
Is that what it is?
Because,
I mean,
yeah,
we can arrange that.
Is he married?
Yeah.
Just someone
as long
from
as you
Illinois.
Don't jerk off, it's not cheating.
Oh, different area codes, you're right.
As long as there's no wet spot.
Well, if he shoots it in his mouth, that's one way to prevent the wet spot.
True, no evidence.
That's true.
All of the
practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Really?
We're going to have a big orgy next weekend when Lonnie comes, right, Sid?
You're not going to be here.
You're not going to be here.
Oh,
we're not
going to
have a sausage fest orgy.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing brass knuckles?
It's in my ring.
That's dumb.
Your face looks dumb.
Yeah.
This is from my friend's jewelry line. He made it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's end the show with Robert Stay in Europe.
Okay. That's it? Now you want to DJ it? That sounds so weak.
Okay,
wait, can we play something else?
I'm just kidding. I got it.
What?
What's going on here?
I don't know. Can we hear like a commercial?
Like what?
Like the Alex Skolnick PS thing.
Yeah,
I'm in the song.
Rob, you're the program there.
All right.
Wait, before you go, can someone in the chat room find us that Girl Gone Wild cow PETA ad, please?
Sean doesn't want
to
go.
Yeah. I don't have time to bang right.
Here's a quick PSA, followed by a quick song parody, followed by No More Show.
Bye-bye.
Aw, we'll see you next week, minus Noah. Eat it.
For $20, you can go to the movies and even get some popcorn.
In Jersey, for $20, you can buy Alex Skolnick a couple of new packs of guitar strings.
For $20, you can go to the amusement park.
In Jersey, for $20, you can help Alex Skolnick take a cab to his gig at a local bar.
For $20, you can spend the night bowling with friends.
In Ocean City, New Jersey, for $20, you can help get Alex Skolnick to finally move out of my fucking living room. Hello, my name is Thor Shretzky, and I'm here to urge you to donate all you can to the Alex Skolnick Relief Fund, better known as Aspirin. Anything you can spare will help get Alex back on his feet after this rough patch in his life. Even a couple of dollars can help buy him a phone card he can then use to call Chuck Billy and beg for another tour. So please, give all you can. Alex is waiting for you.
Yo. On some real shit. Rob is paying Europe. Yeah, I know you're supposed to come back next week, my dude. We're talking, and I don't know. Maybe you should, like, find a youth hostel in Amsterdam or something. You feel me? Rob is paying Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. You know we don't really miss you. This song's gonna diss you. Don't come back. Don't come back. Rob is paying Europe. But no one can tell you how I am.
I look awful.
So don't come back. One day, like a stuffed shoulder land, not being just at the level 10:30. Rob, I hate your unibrow, so for red. Looking like Bert had a love child with Ernie. Silence for Rob. Sorry. Yeah, remember that time when we put you in a girdle? Your head sticking out like a hairy fat turtle. All right, I get it. Mac is better than Windows. Looking like Elvis Presley with Down syndrome. And now you're power napping all over the world. In love with baby back ribs the way I love black girls. But I know your love life will get better, I can tell. There has to be some girl who gets wet for HTML, I swear. And while I got this track, pick up your damn pants. I'm so tired of seeing ass crack. Oh, and I don't know how to say this, kid, but your sister got knocked up by Sid. For real, son. Robert, stay in your rug. Homie, don't take your flight. You know we don't think you're funny. Replace you with Lonnie. So don't come back. Robert, stay in your rug. Homie, don't take your flight. You're so addicted to chronic. Your beard's filled with vomit. So don't come back.
Don't come back.
Stop. Everybody, listen to the sound of Rob not telling jokes that are corny. I enjoy it, don't you? And the girls would think he's cute if his face was not a view. He's a Russian, he's a Jew, he's a half a Muslim too. His dad's in the mosque, playing a bomb plot. He thinks it'll look cool if he takes X and shroom, but it just makes off even louder and cute. And it runs down his man boot and puddles up in his shoe. Kissing out from the fumes face down in his suit. And Bob, so nobody here is missing you. At least I'm search engine optimized while I'm missing you, y'all. Robin, stay in your rug. Homie, don't take your flight. You know you make us embarrassed. Just hang out in Paris.
don't come back.
I should kill
don't come back. Don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, 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 stay in Europe. Only please miss your flight. Find an apartment in London. They probably have Funyuns. And don't come back. Don't come back. Don't come back.
Yo, Rob. Seriously? I know we joke around on this show, but please, this ain't a joke. Stay away.
This song is brutal.
No, really.
Robert, 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 stay in Europe.
Wow, I can't believe this is the end of the show. Balls. Over it. Over it. Over it. I'm over it.